This is Living Lab Radio. I'm Heather Goldstone. There are few environmental debates more heated than whether or not to add or drop an animal from the Endangered Species Act. We often think about the controversies that arise when listing a species would interfere with development plans, but the debate over whether or not gray wolves in the American West are sufficiently recovered to deserve delisting has been just as contentious. Of course, there have been far fewer debates about delisting species. In the Act's 45-year history, only 39 species have been declared fully recovered. Critics of the Endangered Species Act cite that as evidence that the law is ineffective and too cumbersome to be worthwhile. But a new analysis comes to a different conclusion and says the Endangered Species Act has saved more than 99% of the species under its protection. Noah Greenwald is Endangered Species Director at the Center for Biological Diversity and lead author of that new study assessing the track record of the Endangered Species Act. Noah, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks very much, Heather.
So we're going to walk through some of the numbers of the Endangered Species Act. Let's start with the biggest one. How many species are actually listed and how long have most of them been on the list?
So there's more than 1,700 U.S. species that are listed under the Endangered Species Act. And, you know, it really varies how long they've been on the list. But on average, about 25 years is how long species have been listed.
Which would seem to jibe with the fact that not a lot of species have been delisted. A lot of them have been on there for a while. 39 species have been declared fully recovered. And that being a fairly small number compared to the 1,700 plus on the list has, as I said, been used as a critique of the Endangered Species Act. But you argue that that's not the best metric of success or failure for this law. Why not? And what do you think would be a better metric?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I think the folks who have, you know, leveled that criticism at the Endangered Species Act, you know, the likes of Congressman Rob Bishop from Utah or Senator Barrasso from Wyoming, they're not really interested in seeing species recover. They're more interested in seeing the Endangered Species Act weakened. You know, in most cases, species just have not been protected long enough that we would expect them to be recovered. And the bottom line is it took decades of habitat destruction and other activities to drive these species to the brink, and it's going to take a long time to recover them.
I mean, 25 years of being listed, and in some cases, probably 45 years, some species have been on there since the beginning. That's still not long enough to expect that they would recover, you're saying?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. It's not long enough for most species.
How long would be long enough?
Well, it's very individual for each species, you know. So one of the things that the Endangered Species Act does is require development of a recovery plan. And those recovery plans typically specify when recovery could be achieved. And so we looked at this for listed birds, and we found that on average, recovery plans predicted 63 years for recovery for listed birds, but on average, listed birds had been protected for less than 30 years. So for less than half the time that was predicted for recovery. You know, and I think it's important to recognize that hundreds of species are improving in numbers thanks to the Endangered Species Act and are, in fact, on the road to recovery.
Well, Noah Greenwald, recognizing that you didn't think full recovery was the right metric for success for the Endangered Species Act, you and your colleagues at the Center for Biological Diversity set out to estimate instead how many species the Act has saved from extinction. That seems like an impossible task. How do you measure what might have been?
Right. So what we've done is we've gone through all the records for all the 1,700 listed species and identified those ones that have been confirmed to be extinct or are possibly extinct. And we could only find four species that have been confirmed extinct after they were protected under the Endangered Species Act, and another 22 that are possibly extinct. And so a very small number of species have gone extinct after they were protected under the Endangered Species Act.
So more species have been fully recovered than have gone extinct under the Endangered Species Act. That would seem to be one way of gauging success or failure, but that still doesn't necessarily get us to how many has the Endangered Species Act prevented from going extinct. So how do you start to get at that number?
Right. So we looked at that, and this was something we were following methods from a couple other studies. And what we did is we looked at the probability of extinction of an endangered species, which has been estimated by an organization called the IUCN. They determined that the likelihood of an endangered or critically endangered species of going extinct over 100 years was 67%. And so we used that percentage to estimate the number of species that we would have expected to go extinct over the last 40 years, and found that were it not for the act, we would have expected somewhere just under 300 species to have gone extinct.
Is there any way of getting to examples or individual species that it seems most likely would have gone extinct if not for the protection of the Endangered Species Act?
Oh, definitely. There's many species we could talk about and look at that certainly would have gone extinct were it not for the Endangered Species Act. I mean, for example, you know, the California condor, you know, got down to a very small number of individuals, had to be brought into captivity and captive bred and then re-released to the wild. So there's just no question that the condor would have gone extinct. You know, even a species like the bald eagle, had we not, you know, taken effort to protect it, you know, it almost certainly would have gone extinct in the lower 48 states. Had we not, you know, had we not banned DDT, had we not protected nest trees for bald eagles, we would have lost them. And now, you know, they're a common sight that we see thanks to the Endangered Species Act.
When we look at species that are on the list, maybe some of those that have been on there for a long period of time, are most of them stable? Are they slowly recovering? Or are some of them just declining at a slower rate than they might have been otherwise?
Yeah, so we've tried to look at that question. What's the status of listed species? And so we recently put out a report on listed birds. And what we found is that 85% of listed birds in the continental U.S. are either stable or improving. So most are doing better. And we actually compared that to non-listed birds from breeding bird surveys. And what it really looks like is that unprotected birds, for the most part, are actually declining in the U.S. There's widespread bird declines that are going on right now for a variety of reasons. And so the trend of improving or stable for listed birds was really striking in that context.
Noah Greenwald, it's possible to go and look at these numbers, maybe even get to the case studies of individual species, but is there any way of knowing what about the Endangered Species Act makes it effective?
Right. So there's a couple things that make the Endangered Species Act effective. One is that it includes strong protections for listed species. So one of those is a blanket prohibition on any person, company, state, local government from taking endangered species. And that means harm, harass, kill, or even destroy their habitat. A second one requires federal agencies to avoid jeopardizing species listed under the act in actions that they fund, permit, or carry out. And so because of those two prohibitions, a lot of conservation happens. For example, here in the Northwest where I live, there's massive habitat restoration efforts ongoing for listed salmon because of the federal dams. The Bureau of Reclamation and the Army Corps, they manage these dams. Those dams are jeopardizing listed salmon. So in order to try and compensate for that, they're doing massive restoration efforts on streams across the Northwest. And that's a good example. That's all because of the Endangered Species Act. You know, just shifting gears just a little bit, you know, we have lost some species. And some species have continued to decline or have just stayed the same. And that's not particularly surprising in the sense of that we just don't put enough money towards endangered species. The Fish and Wildlife Service, for example, has a budget for recovering listed species of around 60 to 70 million per year, which if you think about the US government and how much money it spends, that's like a fraction of a second of US government spending. So despite the fact that we're in this extinction crisis, that we're losing habitats, that we're facing climate change, that there's invasive species. Despite all these problems, we're just not putting that many resources into it. And that's a real problem. But despite that, we're still saving species. And it just shows just the incredible power of the Endangered Species Act and the fact that people do indeed care.
Noah Greenwald is Endangered Species Director at the Center for Biological Diversity and lead author of a new study assessing the track record of the Endangered Species Act. Noah, thank you so much.
Oh, thanks, Heather.